Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Welcome to Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with my co-host, Brian Tankersley. We're pleased to have you for another session with us. Today's topic is PlanGuru. Now, we've recommended this platform for some time, but I suspect many of you are not familiar with it. So, Brian, why don't you give us a bit of a tour and some ideas for our listeners today? What would you like our listeners to know?
Okay, so PlanGuru is, they actually have a desktop product and a cloud product, and it does budgeting, financial analytics, it'll do a rolling forecast, and it's designed to help you do what-if scenario-based strategic planning. So again, they have a concentration in nonprofits. And so when you look at their industries, the main industry they will talk about is nonprofits. So it's going to be pretty common. You'll have that. They have plans for advisors as well as for end users. You know, you got a lot of great features that we can go through over time. But again, it integrates with QuickBooks, QuickBooks Online, Xero, and it will also work with Excel. So Randy, that's the thumbnail start on it. Do you want to dive into the more, a little bit deeper into the features?
Yeah, I think we'll go down that way. In fact, recently I was interviewed about a lot of the analytics tools and some of these types of products. And Brian, I've talked with you about other competitors here in a while in the past, but we have not talked about PlanGuru. And, you know, a couple of three or four things that I guess I'll call out first. You can run as many analyses as you want in any company. You've got connections with the low-end products in the markets. So the QuickBooks desktops, the QuickBooks onlines, the Xeros, and Excel connections are all here. You can import 5 years of actual results. So you've got a basis to work from. And then you can budget or forecast for up to 10 years. Now, a lot of these platforms will use multiple forecasting methodologies. I do not recall the methodology off the top of my head on this one, but in any case, there's a pretty good window. So you want to watch your forecast horizon. They do have a pre-built and integrated financial statement structure that they work from. And they actually also do a cash flow statement out of here as well. So, you know, that's a few, I think, Brian, of the core functions inside the product. Are some others that you think are interesting?
You know, I think they've got a payroll utility that you can use to help forecast what your payroll expense is going to be by headcount. So you can actually go through and do that. You have a subtotaling feature that will let you group accounts. You have tools to help you manage and accrete the balances you have in notes payable, lines of credit. So you can go ahead and do real-time forecasting of your cash flow, balance sheet, and income statement in here. You also can consolidate a number of projections. So that's wonderful for being able to go in and do, you know, best case, worst case, expected case type what-if analysis. You know, I also like that they've got an online dashboard with a scorecard and some reporting tools so that you can keep up with it. So they cover the whole thing. It's not just creating the plan, it's also following up on the plan and then comparing it back to the actuals.
You know, you're probably right. When you start thinking about the accountant versions of this and actually performing the advisor role, you know, you've got all the tools you need in one place. And, you know, on the advanced tools, there may be as many as 40 to 45 forecasting methods. I think this tool has about 20, but they also have, you know, some other specialty things that you may or may not use inside your firm. For example, a business valuation tool. Now, we've seen this in a few other products where exit plans are important and supported. But the fact of the matter is that you've got so much engagement tool support for professional accountants is fairly impressive in this platform as well.
Yeah, and what I like about it is that you've got you can use standard reports to PDF Word or Excel, but you also have an Excel report builder. So you realistically have the tools you need to do some more advanced advisory surrounding buy sell. And that's one of the things, again, when you're standing up this new line of business and advisory, you're going to be looking at tools to solve problems that you haven't had in the past. So yeah. I think it's critical that you get the right tools in here, because the, you know, moving into advisory is preconditioned upon being able to automate a lot of the busy works behind this. And certainly tools are out there that will do that. And so again, you need to get tools that will do the sophisticated analysis the way you want to see it. And again, by having this custom report builder and this report export to PDF Word and Excel, it really gives you the tools you need to do it your way.
Yeah. Now, the pricing on this is interesting, I think, too, Brian, because as you mentioned earlier, they've got a SaaS-based app, a cloud-based app, and they've got a desktop version. And the annual discounting is fairly aggressive. It's about 20% off, loosely. They basically have you pay for 10 months and get 12 as the approach. But, you know, it's pretty inexpensive overall, about $8.99 a year for the SaaS or desktop versions, either one. And additional users are about $300. So the fact of the matter is that you can use a fairly sophisticated tool for not a lot of money over an annual cost. And frankly, if you've got one or two projects or engagements to work on this, it's going to pay for itself. And likewise, if you're trying to do this for your own company, you can't jockey around many Excel sheets for these type of numbers.
Well, that's the thing, is that when we start looking at purpose-built budgeting forecasting, especially for mid-market companies, you start talking about tens of thousands of dollars pretty quick. And this is great that it's, you know, it's got a tool, it's got a simple tool that works with the cloud-based applications. But then you've also got that installed Windows version that will do multi-department consolidations. So you can go ahead and use either of, you can go ahead and use those. And so they've got a solution either way that they support.
One point of clarification, because, you know, again, they've got both tools, but this was a legacy desktop tool. That's where it came from. And they are migrating things over into their SaaS platforms. There are a few of the features that are not available in the SaaS platform. As of the day of this recording, they don't have their payroll utilities. They don't have their consolidations, their break even, their business valuation. They've not migrated those functionalities to my knowledge. Now, that said, their intent is to keep these applications on par with each other for the foreseeable future. And frankly, I like the approach that you can have it your way. It, you know, you want it desktop, you can. You want it in a SaaS or cloud, you can do it that way as well.
What I like about it as well is they have a Plan B University, and they have this is a 7 CPE diploma you can get to help you get better at using this tool. So you can go through this, and there's nothing to say that your staff can't go through this as well as you're trying to move them up in the world of advisory. The nice thing about it is, again, they've got the tools, they train you on it. And again, it'll help you take your existing staff and migrate them over to the new, to advisory. You know, I've often said that merging a traditional accounting firm with an advisory practice is much like merging the chess club and the cheerleaders. And, you know, there are a lot of things that you're going to need, you know, in high school. And so there are a lot of things that you're going to need to do, and a lot of knowledge that you're not only you're going to need, but your staff are going to need, so that they can be good assistants, and they can help you solve the problems that you're going to need to do in an advisory practice.
That makes great sense. And again, the education platform here seems pretty extensive. You know, we've looked at it in the past. And when you look at their Plan Guru University and their video tutorials and their help center, that's all, you know, pretty solid. Now, beyond that, they do have very specific tools around the small businesses and the not-for-profits, as we'd mentioned earlier. But, you know, basically the goal here is that you can have multiple forecasts active, you can do rolling forecasts, and you can really have an interactive system that you can use with your clients.
Yeah, and you know, again, if you're trying to manage working capital or other constraints in here, the ability to do the forecasted income statement, balance sheet, cash flow statement is a pretty big deal here.
Yeah. Well, Brian, again, there's lots of planning tools in the market, but I don't know of one that's got more capability for the price point that happens to also be integrated with, you know, a number of the popular platforms like QuickBooks and Xero and so forth. So, you know, that part is, you know, very impressive for what the tool offers. They do a live support with the product as well. But in any case, when I think about products, I recommend this tool pretty frequently. Any parting thoughts for our listeners today?
You know, I like the fact that they know who they are and they know who they aren't. And they have tools for desktop users. They have a tool for online users. They have a training program to help you understand how to work with their application. And it seems like they've got a pretty comprehensive offering here. You know, I think budgeting and forecasting is something that needs to be added to CAS practices. We've got to get better at those operational needs and the working capital forecast and things like that. And if you're going to do that, you need a platform. And this platform seems to be well thought out and seems to have the resources so that you don't have to create all this stuff yourself. You can literally walk in, and it seems like it's much closer to turnkey than I've seen with some other applications.
Yeah, that makes great sense. Well, you know, we have a number of forecasting budgeting tools that we've already talked about in prior technology labs. We'll have some more too, because there is a lot of change in this area. We appreciate your time today, and we look forward to having you with us again in a future technology lab. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.